This is a rare thing. Got food in the studio. Julie Busso is here from Shared Kitchen. Recommended, by the way, Shared Kitchen. It's got a bunch of recipes and a weekly newsletter telling you what to cook with what's in season. Hi, Julie.
Hello, how are you?
Good. What do you got for me here?
Well, it's something unusual. It is jackfruit, which is known as durian, which everyone knows
is. Is that the same as durian?
Yeah,
wow.
But, you know, that's got such a bad reputation because it is a very smelly fruit when it's ripe. But this vegan couple in the States discovered that if it's unripe, and you use it then, it doesn't have the smell, and when it's cooked, it shreds just like, beautiful slow-cooked roast pork or lamb.
You have prepared this for me. I'm going to eat it, give it a taste test.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is it? What is it I'm eating?
Well, actually, I haven't done the cooking. It is Thai curry. So it's got a little bit of coconut. It has got what you'd expect, you know, some chilli, a little bit of garlic, lemongrass, coriander. It's got no nasties in there. So it's, on its own, jackfruit probably doesn't have that much flavour. So you add it to things and it takes on the flavours. So the deal is that it's got a texture similar to meat.
Yeah.
But
not
it's a natural.
Not quite meat, but not quite vegetable would be my analysis of it.
Yeah.
And it pulls apart. They sometimes compare it to pulled pork. So it does pull apart into little sort of
shreds. Yeah. Which, for people who miss that when they go vegetarian or vegan, miss that part of meat. Because, there's all the thing now, and you've been talking about it a lot on your show this week, last week, and looking at meat substitutes and a lot of things being created, invented, being worked on, stuff that we don't even know about yet. Most of that's in a lab and it's chemical and all sorts of things are perhaps in there that we wouldn't normally eat in such quantity. So this is
I'm less excited about finding new ways of processing food to make it seem like meat.
Yep.
But if there's a natural plant that can sort of feel the same sort of satisfaction, I'm all into it. And this is, so I reckon, here's what I'm going to compare it to. There's some ways of cooking cabbage where it gets really super tender, maybe like braising cabbage.
There's a bit
of that there.
And you have to get past the smell on that too.
Yeah.
And then it changes and the whole house,
And the other thing I'm thinking of before it sort of shreds is maybe like bamboo, like bamboo shoots.
Okay, the firmer parts are, the centre of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But otherwise it's not like much else. I get a little bit of sweetness from it. I don't know if that's from the sauce.
But I'd say probably on its own, which is interesting because these packs are, and this is the thing that they've just become available in New Zealand. So you have been able to buy canned jackfruit, but then it's in syrup and it's got other stuff in it. So the deal with this is that ingredients on the back of this, jackfruit,
nothing else.
And that's pretty amazing. So it's in a little plastic pouch and take it out of that and you can do what you like with it. So it's obviously been...
So have you added the Thai curry thing?
No, that is it. So it's got no preservatives or stuff in that.
Yeah.
And I just think that's a great alternative for someone who doesn't want to do a lot of cooking but is looking for how on earth, what can I do, how can I satisfy?
Yeah.
So, it's not a high-protein food, but it does have a lot of good things in there.
Do you have to do much to it to get it to that pullable state?
No. If you buy the unseasoned jackfruit.
You mention the brand if you want. I don't mind.
Well, there's only one in New Zealand. It's Upton's. So a vegan couple in America were eating some jackfruit in a Nepalese restaurant and they thought, hey, this is fantastic. Wouldn't it be great if we could get this to the masses? So they persuaded some Thai farmers to supply underripe durian or jackfruit and went from there. And now it's huge.
Mary, if you want to come and have a taste of it, help yourself. There's a big bowl of it in here. I can't just keep munching while I'm talking to Julie. Yeah, they might have had some discussion with the airline before they arranged the transportation of the jury, and they might have had to assure them that it wasn't
a problem. Oh, yeah, that it's not right.
I think it's banned from some forms of transport.
Oh, it is, from buses and trains. Yeah, because it does... It's not a pleasant smell, but this is something else, so you have to...
Is it in supermarkets or health food
stores? Yeah,
I
think it went in last week or last month, something like that. But I just wanted to talk about it because of what you have been covering on your show. And the other thing that I want to talk about, of course, is lentils, because they are such an amazing food. And the dish that I've got today, you could, if you wanted, put the unseasoned jackfruit on top of that, and you'd almost have what would look like pulled pork on top of your lentils.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty good thing. So,
come on in, Mary.
Yeah, come and have a taste.
Take a seat and you can tell us what you think of it as well. I won't put you on the spot.
Great, okay.
Sit down.
Well, it's certainly got a strong smell, is the first impression.
Yeah, Mary's our new executive producer here, Mary Chapman.
I think probably what you're smelling is a little bit of vinegar. It's quite sharp. I don't know whether that's coming through too much on the taste, but you're smelling that. And because there's no kind of hobtop here at Radio New Zealand, I've microwaved that. So, but you should be getting some spices and things coming through on that.
I'm getting a little bit of pushback. People reckon jackfruit and durian are similar but different species. We'll double check.
Yeah, double check. But as far as I know, that is pretty much the same, but maybe it's a particular type of species that is picked young. I'm not a jackfruit expert.
Go on there, Mary.
Well, I must admit, when you called me in and I'd heard that it was of the durian family, I was quite frightened because I just thought I didn't even want to go there. So I did hesitate, but, you know.
If I'd said, you know, probably the same family as the fig tree, you would have been, you
would have been
there.
But actually, it's much better than I expected. In fact, it's actually quite tasty. It's got some quite distinctive flavours.
Yeah. Mm. And that's that particular Thai curry. So I think they do several ones. So cool.
Take us into spicy tomato and lentils. Thanks,
yeah,
Mary.
So lentils are fantastic because they are cheap and they are such an amazing form of protein. Yeah. So you know that we've been talking about the amino acids this week. Lentils just miss one amino acid. I think it's 8 that you need to be a complete protein, like red meat. But if you team them up with a cereal, so we could talk about bread, rice, whatever, they have that one missing amino acid.
Yeah.
Put them together and
grain.
You've increased and you become a complete protein. Not as high as red meat, but still, you know, a fantastic food source. Add a bit of dairy product to that. And yet, bang on, you're equal to meat.
Pleased to see you using canned brown lentils here because I have just started spotting that in recipes and it really saves some stuff.
Oh, look, I think it's terrific because they are a good thing to have in the pantry. And sometimes you've got three things happening on top of your oven with something simmering, frying or whatever. And you think, haven't quite got enough protein or enough bulk. Mm-hmm. Haven't got time to cook lentils, nor the space or whatever. A can of lentils is amazing. They're a really good food. So, yes, you can use a can of lentils in this or you can cook your own. So one 400-gram can, about one cup of cooked lentils. You could add a bit more. So depending what you got, should I spin through the
Yeah, we're running
recipe?
A bit late now after all that taste testing. So do you want to give us just the basics?
Yeah, sure. It's basically onion, garlic, ginger, cooked gently.
Usual suspects.
Yeah, all of those and a bit of olive oil, some fennel seeds and a little bit of cinnamon, chilli powder. That's giving your spice levels. A can of crushed tomatoes. Add the tomatoes. Simmer that down for about 15 minutes. Add your lentils, canned or cooked from scratch, and then cook that for about 5 minutes more. A little bit of coriander on the top, some yogurt. You can serve that on flatbreads. You could serve it on rice. Or you could serve a spicy mince on top, and I put that recipe in as well.
It'd be a shame, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, keep it all vegetarian.
All the trouble of making spicy tomato lentils, put mince on top. Come on.
And look, I've got options there. You can swirl in some spinach, you know, all sorts of different things that you can add. Some leftover pumpkin, kumara, whatever. You can extend it that way. But if you had that flatbread, the lentils, some yogurt, you've got your protein.
Yeah. Are you worried at all about using, there's a bit of a rumour going around that the crushed tomatoes are the bad ones that they put into the cans and that you should always buy the whole tomatoes and then crush them yourself, chop them up yourself. I've never been fussed by it, but there's something people say.
No, I don't know that. And certainly the Italians, who are big users of crushed and pulped tomatoes, I don't think they would be too concerned about that. But yeah, quite often in whole tomatoes, you get the top of the tomatoes a wee bit green, and you have to remove that anyway.
Okay.
And
you've got as an extra paneer. Did you mention that on air? Because that's quite a cool idea.
No, I didn't. But so if you wanted, you could add paneer. So that's a soft curd cheese. And on Shed Kitchen on my website, I have a recipe for that, I'm pretty sure. I think we've covered that on Radio New Zealand as well. I think it was a week you were away, but I'm pretty sure that I have done that. But you can buy that ready-made as well. And so you just cut that into little, you know, slices, and you could add that. And that's going to give you more protein too.
Julie Busso from Shared Kitchen, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, cool.
The recipe is on the website if you want to give those spicy tomato lentils a go. You could up the chili too if you wanted to, couldn't you? Easy.
Oh, indeed.